from verse 7 to verse 12.
我们要读第七节到第十二节。
But whatever things were gained to me, those things I have counted as loss for the sake of Christ. More than that, I count all things to be loss in view of the surpassing value of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and count them but rubbish, so that I may gain Christ, and may be found in him, not having a righteousness of my own, derived from the law, but that which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness which comes from God on the basis of faith, that I may know him, and the power of his resurrection, and the fellowship of his sufferings, being conformed to his death, in order that I may attain to the resurrection from the dead. Not that I have already obtained it, or have already become perfect, but I press on so that I may lay hold of that for which also I was laid hold of by Christ Jesus. Continue to verse 13 and 14. Brethren, I do not regard myself as having laid hold of it yet, but one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and reaching forward to what lies ahead, I press on toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus.
腓立比书第三章第七节到第十四节。 只是我先前以为与我有益的，我现在因基督都当作有损的。不但如此，我也将万事当作有损的，因我已认识我主基督耶稣为至宝。我为他已经丢弃万事，看作粪土，为要得着基督。 并且得以在他里面，不是有自己因律法而得的义，乃是由信基督的义，就是因信神而来的义，使我认识基督，晓得他复活的大能，并且晓得和他一同受苦，效法他的死，或者我也得以从死里复活。这不是说我已经得着了，已经完全了，我乃是极力追求。 或者可以得着基督耶稣所已得着我的，弟兄们，我不是以为自己已经得着了，我只有一件事，就是忘记背后，努力面前的，向着标杆直跑，要得神在基督耶稣里从上面招我来得的奖赏。
Can we bow with a further word of prayer?
我们低头来一起祷告。
Lord Jesus, we thank you for this time that you have given us.
耶稣基督, 我们感谢你,
Lord, we thank you that once again we can come before your word.
主, 我们感谢你,
Lord, we know you must have a special word for us this weekend.
主, 我们知道你会给我们一个非常特殊的话语这个星期周末的时间里面。
Lord, we pray that we may be able to hear your voice.
主，我们祷告，我们能够听到你的声音。
Lord, this may not just be a few messages that we listen to.
这不仅仅是一些我们所要听的信息而已。
But Lord, we pray that through these messages, we can know you better.
但是主，我们真是祈求，通过这些信息，我们真能认识你更多。
We can know what is in your heart.
我们能够理解在你心里所想的。
What is it that you are trying to do today in each one of our lives?
是你今天在我们每个人的生命中所要做的是什么？
So Lord, we entrust this time into your hands.
我们把这段时间交在你的手中。
Lord, we ask for your anointing for the speaking, the translating, and the hearing.
我们寻求你高我们的讲员，我们的翻译和我们所有的会众。
We pray this in Jesus' precious name.
我们这样的祈求祷告是因基督的耶稣基督的名。 Amen.
Amen. It's wonderful to be able to share with you this weekend.
很高兴我能够和大家来分享信息。
Of course, it's a shame that we cannot meet in person in Seattle.
很可惜的是我们不能在西雅图再面对面的来分享。
But we pray that the Lord may be able to use this time in the same way.
但是我们祷告神会用这段时间也同样的能够让我们得益。
I know that you have been considering this theme of knowing him in recent times.
在这段时间里，我们都在考虑这是怎么样来认识基督这个事情。
And I think especially in the times that we live in, that's such an important topic.
特别是在我们现在所处的时间，这是一个非常重要的话题。
As there is much confusion in this world.
就像我们这个世界是这么样的混乱的时候。
As we are in the midst of a very trying pandemic.
就在我们正在这里面这瘟疫横行的时候。
We see that so many things are changing.
我们看到一切好多事情都在改变。
So many things are unsure.
有那么多的事情都是那么样的我们不定。
But we know for a fact that our Lord is unchanging.
但是我们知道一个事实，就是我们的主是不改变的。
Yesterday, today, and forever, he remains the same.
昨天、今天、直到永远，永远是在一样的。
And we know that God is a God of purpose.
我们知道神是有目的的神，目标的神。
And his purpose does not change based off what is happening around us.
他的旨意并不改变，并不因为我们周遭的环境的改变而改变。
And it seems that Paul really had a great discovery in this portion of the scriptures.
这好像就是我们保罗有一个非常大的发现在这段经文里面。
In a few very short verses, Paul was able to elaborate on the central thought of God's work of redemption.
就在这短短的几节经文里面，保罗能够解释这个神救赎的这个道理。
Now Paul was a successful man in the eyes of the world.
保罗在世界的眼光里面说他是一个非常成功的人。
He was a Hebrew of Hebrews.
他是希伯来人的希伯来人。
He knew the Bible.
他知道圣经。
He supposedly knew what God was about.
他也是好像应该知道神所要求他的。
But Paul discovered something even greater.
但是保罗发现了一个更大的奥秘。
And he says, whatever things were gained to me, those things I have counted as loss for the sake of Christ.
凡是在我认为可有益的事情，其实都是损失的。
So brothers and sisters, have we seen the same thing Paul has seen?
但是弟兄姐妹们，我们是看到像保罗一样看到的吗？
Paul discovered that Christ is the treasure of this universe.
保罗认识到耶稣基督是这个世界的至宝。
Only when you see the value of something else will you then be willing to give up what you already have.
只有当你看到那有更有价值的东西的时候，你才愿意放弃你所有的。
You know, we often tell our young people not to love the world.
我们经常跟我们的年轻的弟兄姐妹们说，不要热爱这个世界。
And maybe we tell ourselves not to love the world.
可能我们也对我们自己说，我们不要热爱世界。
But in many ways, you have to say that the world is lovely.
但有很多的时候，你觉得这个世界是很可爱的世界。
There are many things that attract our young people.
有很多的事情吸引了我们的年轻人。
Whether it's music or entertainment or video games.
或者是音乐，或者是娱乐，或者是一些电动游戏。
So for us to tell them not to love the world is a very difficult thing.
那我们去叫他们不要爱这个世界是非常困难的一件事情。
But probably the even better way to help them.
用更好的方式来帮助他们的话。
Is for them to discover that the Lord is lovelier.
就是要让他们发现我们的主是更可爱的。
And brothers and sisters, this is true for us as well.
弟兄姐妹们，这实际上对我们来说也是真的。
And I think nothing will tell us more than how do we spend our everyday.
这比 我们每天所过的日子中更能表现出来的 没有比这更表现得出来。
How much do we spend time on different things tells us what we think is important.
我们每天所花的时间在哪里 就告诉我们我们是所自保的是在哪里。
But here Paul discovers that Christ is worth it.
这里保罗告诉我们 主是值得我们一切的。
And he then goes on to elaborate on what is he talking about.
然后他就是来阐述他所讲的这个道理。
Because this has to do with the plan of God.
这跟神的计划有关系。
And the purpose of God.
是神的旨意有关系。
And why did the Lord, our Heavenly Father, send our Lord Jesus?
为什么我们的天父要把耶稣送到地上来?
Yes, on the one hand, is because we were sinners.
一方面是的, 我们是罪人。
We needed to be delivered from our sins.
我们要从我们的罪中得到拯救。
We all sinned and fell short of the glory of God.
我们都犯罪, 亏缺了神的荣耀。
Our place is hell.
我们该去的地方是地狱。
The wages of sin is death.
因为罪的工价乃是死。
But thank God that he sent his only son because he loved us and felt sorry for our condition.
但是感谢主他把他的唯一的独子 送到来, 是因为爱我们。
And he delivered us from our sins.
他从我们的罪中得了拯救。
But brothers and sisters,
但是弟兄姐妹们,
this is only the beginning.
这仅仅是开始。
Now, God had a plan for man that we know from the book of Genesis was made very clear.
神对人有一个计划, 我们从, 创世纪就能看得很清楚。
God's plan was that man would be fruitful and multiply.
神的计划就是要人要有, 要生养众多, 遍满全地。
God's plan was that man would rule this earth.
神的计划是要人来掌管这世界。
Now, God desired that man would partake of the tree of life.
神的计划是让我们要吃 生命树的果子。
And then as man partook of the tree of life, he would live a dependent life on the Lord.
他吃了生命树的果子以后，他就有一个是依靠神的一个生命再来掌管我们的。
And then the life, that spiritual life would grow in him.
这属灵的生命就在里面成长。
And then the glory of God will fill the earth as man became to be fruitful and multiply.
在是人生养众多，遍满全地的时候，神的荣耀就是掌管了整个全地。
So as this life grew up, man would become more and more like the Lord.
我们属灵的生命在长大的时候，我们的人就越来越像我们的主。
And that life would mature.
我们的生命就会成熟。
Then man would know how to rule this world.
人就能知道怎么样来掌管这个世界。
So brothers and sisters, God's plan hasn't changed.
弟兄姐妹们, 神的计划从来没有改变过。
Now, when man sinned, his spirit died.
当人犯罪了以后, 他的灵死了。
Now, the spirit is the most important organ within us.
灵是我们在生命当中最重要的器官。
We know that we are made up of spirit, soul, and body.
我们知道我们是由 灵魂体所组成的。
But thank the Lord when he saved us.
但是感谢主当他拯救我们的时候。
Now our spirits have been quickened.
我们的灵就重新 活起来了。
The Lord told Nicodemus, you have to be born again.
神告诉尼古丁姆说, 你要重生。
So Nicodemus needed the breath of spiritual life.
所以尼古底母需要灵的呼吸。
Because we know that the Lord said, you hear the sound of the wind, but you do not where it comes from or where it's going.
你能听,神说,你能听到风的声音,但是你不知道它从哪里来,要往哪里去。
And the word spirit in the Greek is pneuma, P-N-E-U-M-A, which is the same word as the word wind.
这个灵在希腊语是叫 pneuma, 是跟风是同一个词。
So what that means is the spirit is like the wind or like a breath.
这意思是说灵就像风一样。
So towards the end of the Gospel of John, the Bible says the Lord Jesus breathed on the disciples.
在约翰福音的最后的时候就是主耶稣基督就吸一口气到到门徒那里。
So, the breath of life came into them and they came to life.
生命的呼吸就临到他们，他们就又活起来了。
So my mom told me that when I was born, the doctors turned me upside down and spanked me.
当我出生的时候，我的妈妈告诉我，医生就把我倒起来，然后就是打我一下。
So that I would cry, so that I would breathe that, have that first breath of life.
这样呢，我能马上能哭起来，就把这个第一口气给呼出来。
So in the same way, the Lord breathed on the disciples, and their spirits became alive.
同样的，主也是吹一口气到我们的门徒上，那里他们就活起来了。
So brothers and sisters, the salvation, the quickening of our spirits.It's as if God brought us back to Genesis.
弟兄姐妹们，就是使我们的灵重现的是，就是让我们把我们带到这个起初，带到我们的这个创世纪。
So as we accept Jesus as our Savior into our hearts,
让我们接受耶稣基督是我们的救主，在我们的心里的时候
，It's as if we are taking.From the tree of life.
就好像是我们从生命树上取了。
Now when Adam and Eve, they partook of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
当亚当夏娃他们吃了知识善恶树的果子的时候。
They were declaring their independence from God.
他们就宣告他们是与神独立的。
We don't need to live with you. We don't need you to live.
我们不需要你，我们可以生活。
We have our own mind.
我们有自己的头脑。
We have our own emotions.
我们有自己的情感。
We have our own will.
我们有自己的意志。
We have our own soul life that we can decide how we want to live.
我们有自己的魂的生活，我们可以决定我们一切的生命。
But brothers and sisters, thank the Lord.
但是弟兄姐妹，感谢神。
He has given us the opportunity.To partake of his life.
他给我们这样的机会能够和他一起取得生命。
Now we are born again.
我们又重生。
But here Paul talks about, it's not just about being born again.
但是这里保罗不仅仅说我们是重生而已。
There's much more to God's eternal plan.
在神的永久计划当中比这更多。
So Paul here says, I need to know him.
保罗说我要认识基督。
But he also says, not just, so in verse 8 it says, I count all things to be lost in view of the surpassing value of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord.
这保罗就说第八节，不但如此，我也将万事当作有损的，因我以认识我主基督耶稣为至宝。
We thank the Lord that today we know him as our Savior.
感谢主，我们知道他是我们的救主。
We know him as our Provider.
我们知道他是我们的供应者。
We know that when we pray, he answers our prayer.
我们知道我们祷告的时候，他回应我们的祷告。
And when we are sad, he is our comforter.
当我们沮丧的时候，他是我们的安慰。
He is the answer to all of our questionings.
他是对我们所有的问题的解答。
And we thank the Lord that we get to know him.
我们感谢主，我们能够认识他。
And, but this is a journey.
但是这是一个过程。
So, if you think about it, it's almost like, it's actually a relationship.
你如果想一想的话，这是一个相互关系的一个问题。
And it's actually a lifelong relationship.
是一个一生关系的问题。
So, yesterday, my wife and I, was our 20th anniversary.
昨天是我和我太太的结婚20周年纪念日。
And we thank the Lord for His grace through these 20 years.
我们感谢主，感他的恩典在20年当中给我们的。
But, brothers and sisters, this has been a little bit. We knew each other before we got married, obviously, and 20 plus years of a relationship.
但是我们感谢主，在这我们认识的要比20年更早，所以20多年的我们的关系。
But every day, we are still discovering new things about each other.
但是每一天，我们还是会发现新的，从我们的配偶当中发现新的东西。
But for those of you that are married, you probably know this.
对于已经已婚的人来说，我们都知道。
After a while, you don't not just have a relationship with somebody.
过了一段时间，你不仅仅是与他有一个亲密的关系。
You start to become more and more like that person.
你其实越来越变得像那一个人。
And recently we just moved.
最近我们刚搬了家。
And we had to renovate our house.
我们要重新装修我们的房子。
Now, ever since I knew my wife, her favorite color has always been blue.
我认识我太太的时候，她就是蓝色是她的最好的、最喜欢的颜色。
But early on, it was just an idea.
最早的时候，这不过是一个主意而已。
So, I knew that she liked blue.
我知道他喜欢蓝色。
But over time, this became more and more incorporated into our lives.
但是时间过去 一段的时间过去以后，这变成了我们生活的一部分。
So, over time, as we painted the walls in our house, we're like, well, what color should we paint it? Oh, blue sounds good.
所以每次当我们要说我们要怎么样来刷我们的房子的颜色呢？那
so,
蓝色是好的。
Over time, I found that, hey, I like blue too.
所以过了时间过了以后，我就越来越喜欢蓝色。
So if you ever have a chance to come to our house,
你如果有机会来到我们的屋我们的家的话
，because recently we renovated our house.
因为最近我们刚装修了房子。
You will find that many of the rooms in our house are painted blue.
所以我们很多的屋子里面都是蓝色的。
Or the outside of our house is also blue.
我们外面墙外的颜色也是蓝色的。
We have blue rugs.
我们有蓝色的
地毯。
地毯 ,OK.
We have blue furniture.
有我们的蓝色的家具。
So, over time, I'm starting to become more like my wife.
时间越过了越多，我越来越像我太太。
So, brothers and sisters, you probably also heard that over time, because the husband and wife, they eat the same thing and they drink the same thing every day.
弟兄姐妹，我们知道这时间过得越久，那个夫妻两人吃的也同样的，他们喝的也会变越来越同样的。
And they sleep in the same environment.
他们在同样的环境里面所睡觉。
So they may go to bed at the same time and wake up at the same time.
所以他们很容易就是在同样的时间睡觉，同样的时间起床。
So over time, they start to look more and more alike.
所以时间越过得越长，他们越来越相像。
So in the Chinese, you say, 夫妻脸, right?
在中文这样叫夫妻脸。
So, you became more and more alike.
你变得越来越相像。
So brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹们,
in the same way,
同样的,
when the Lord called us,
当主呼召我们的时候,
His desire was not that just we know Him as our Savior.
这他的期望不仅仅是我们认识他是我们的救主。
And so it's not just a process of knowing somebody.
不光是一个来认识他的一个过程。
But there's a process here that Paul talks about that I may gain Christ.
这里保罗告诉我们我能够得着基督。
And then later on he says that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings being conformed to his death in order that I may attain to the resurrection from the dead.
后来又说使我认识基督晓得他复活的大能并且晓得他和他一同受苦效法他的死或者我也得以从死里复活。
So this is not just a objective knowing.
这不仅仅是客观的能够来认识他。
But it's actually knowing him through the experiences that we go through.
但是而且是从生命的经历当中来认识他。
If you think about your own married lives, it's going through the big crisis that you stick together even more.
就像 你婚姻的当中你就是夫妻同时来面对所有的你的艰难的处境。
Oh, and sometimes actually going through crisis creates more problems, but that's not the topic for today.
但是有的时候经历难处的时候会产生更多的问题。
But here, Paul talks about going through certain experiences that we may know the Lord even more.
就是这里讲到我们经历了这些经历了以后我们就会能更认识基督。
But this is not just that we may know him.
这不仅仅是我们更认识他。
That we may be able to gain him.
我们能够得到他。
That we may be conformed into his image.
我们能够越来越像他的形象。
So we may become like him.
就变得越来越像他。
So brothers and sisters, so Paul continues to go on.
所以弟兄姐妹们保罗就接着又讲。
Because he's here talking about a process of growth.
他在这里讲的是这个成长的过程。
He said, not that I have already obtained it or have already become perfect.
他说这不是说我已经得着了已经完全了。
Now, in the Bible, here when it talks about being perfect, it talks about becoming mature.
在圣经当中说完全也就是表示成熟。
Now, in light of seeing such a wonderful thing,
在看到这样奇妙的事情的时候
Paul then says, that's why I lay hold of that for which also I was laid hold of by Christ Jesus.
所以我们就是可以得着基督耶稣所以得着我的。
He says, I forget what lies behind.
他说我要忘记背后。
And reaching forward to what lies ahead.
努力面前,
I press on to the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus.
向着标杆直跑，要得着神在耶稣基督从上面召我来得的奖赏。
So we see that there is a whole progression over here.
我们看到这是一个渐进的一个过程。
You see that this is part of God's plan for redemption.
这就是看我们看到这是神救赎的计划的。
So this weekend, we like to consider this progression.
今天这个周末我们要来考虑这个渐进的这个过程。
So this morning we like to speak on this matter of knowing him.
我们今天早晨的主要的要讲的就是要认识他。
This afternoon we will talk about attaining to the resurrection from the dead. What does that mean?
我们下午要讲的就是要 效法也我也得以从死里复活。
And then tomorrow morning we'd like to consider in that we'd like to lay hold of that for which I was also laid hold of by Christ Jesus.
明天早晨我们要讲的是得到基督耶稣所以得着我的。
And then ultimately, what is that price?
最后我们要讲的那个奖赏是什么？
So brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姐妹们，
I think we need another portion of the scriptures to help us make this even more clear.
我们要用另一段经文能够让我们更清楚地了解这个意思。
And that's a very familiar portion in Romans chapter 8.
那是非常熟悉的，就是我们的罗马书的第八章。
Romans 8:28, and we know that God causes all things to work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose.
罗马书八章二十八节，我们晓得万事都互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处，就是按他旨意被召的人。
Now we always love to use this verse to comfort brothers and sisters.
我们经常用这段经文这句经文来安慰我们的弟兄姐妹们。
That all things work together for good.
万事都互相效力。
So sometimes we just say, oh, it's okay, everything will work out, work itself out eventually.
我们就会说，没关系，所有万事都会互相效力，这整个就会就成全了。
But brothers and sisters, the second part of this phrase is also very important because it says, to those who love God and to those who are called according to his purpose.
但是弟兄姐妹们，这第二部分的这段经文也是非常重要的，就是叫爱神的人得益处，就是要按他旨意被召的人。
Now this verse is true for those that actually love God.
这句经文是对爱他的人是真的。
And those who care about what he is after.
那些真正就是非常要愿意看到主的旨意的人。
To those who are called according to his purpose.
就是按他旨意被召的人。
So brothers and sisters, because God is a God of purpose.
所以弟兄姐妹们，神是有旨意的神。
We have to recognize that everything that happens to us is for a purpose.
我们要理解到任何事情发生在我们身上都是有他美好的旨意。
Whether it's things we consider good things or things we consider bad things.
或者不管是我们认为是好的事情或者是不好的事情。
Because in verse 29, we are reminded.
因为第二十九节我们被提醒到。
That those whom he foreknew, he also predestined to become conformed to the image of his son, so that he would be the firstborn among many brethren.
第二十九节，因为他预先所知道的人，就预先定下效法他儿子的模样，使他儿子在许多弟兄中做长子。
And those whom he predestined, he also called. And these whom he called, he also justified. And those whom he justified, he also glorified.
预先所定下的人又招他们来，所招来的人又称他们为义，所称为义的人又叫他们得荣耀。
So brothers and sisters, here are five steps.
弟兄姐妹，这里有五个步骤。
So God is very explicit about these things for each one of our lives.
神是非常明确的，这五个步骤在我们生命当中所行的。
He first foreknew us.
所以他预先知道。
Brothers and sisters, God is very explicit about each of our lives.
所以神是非常非常清楚的，我们每一个生命是应该怎样的。
First, he foreknew us.
对我们来说，他预先知道我们。
Now, Psalm 139 talks about God's wonderful, how we were wonderfully and fearfully made.
所以诗篇的139首里面所说的，我们是那样的奇妙的被他所创造的。
And he foreknew us. He knew exactly how he made us.
因为他预先知道，他也知道他就给我们创造我们是什么样的形象。
And then he predestined us to be conformed to the image of his son.
所以然后呢，他又预先定下效法我们效法他儿子的模样。
Brothers and sisters, oftentimes people like to debate whether it's free will or it's predestination.
经常我们弟兄姐妹们会争论，就是说是预定的呢，还是自由意志？
And we often think about this in the sense of whether it was free will that we came to know the Lord or he predestined us to know him.
我们经常会说是不是因为我们自由意志的选择，还是他预定使我们认识我们的主耶稣基督？
And we apply it to our salvation.
我们也应用到我们的救赎这一这一。
But brothers and sisters, if you go through the Bible and you will realize that this word predestined,
但是弟兄姐妹，如果你从圣经当中看的话，这个预定的话，
This word is always applied to predestined us to glory.
这是预定得荣耀来此的。
That we may be to the praise of his glory.
能够我们这样，我们为他的荣耀所称赞。
We may be predestined to be conformed to the image of his son.
我们能预定成为他儿子的模样。
So brothers and sisters, it's not about our salvation.
所以这个预定不是指的是我们的救赎的而说的。
Well, in some ways, not being saved from sin.
不是从就是我们从罪里面得到拯救这一
方面说的。But it's predestining us so that we may be like the Lord.
是预定我们越来越像我们的主。
Predestine us so that we may grow up.
是预定我们会成熟。
Unto maturity.
成长以至于成熟。
So here it says he predestined us. So essentially he knew us, and then he had a plan, or he predestined us that one day this would happen.
所以他这里面他预先知道我们，然后有一天就会发生我们越来越像他的儿子。
So after he predestined us, he called us.
他预定了以后，然后他召我们。
And after he called us, he justified us.
他召我们以后，他使我们就称我们为义。
But he not only justified us, but he also glorified us.
不光是他称我们为义，也使我们得荣耀。
So brothers and sisters, do we really see that for our lives?
所以弟兄姐妹们，我们看从我们的生命当中能看到这一点吗？
Do we see his calling to us?
我们看到他对我们的呼召吗？
Do we see the grand plan that he has for us?
我们能看到他宏大的计划在我们生命当中吗？
Because there is a purpose that he has established and he's going to set out to do it.
因为他有一个旨意，他要成全。
The question is, do we understand it?
问题是我们能够理解他的。
Do we know it?
我们知道吗？
Are we willing to cooperate with him?
我们愿意和他合作吗？
Are we willing to spend our lives pursuing this?
我们愿意用我们的生命来追求这个吗？
So this is Paul's encouragement to us.
这是保罗给我们的勉励。
In light, in view of our opportunity to not just know him, but also gain him.
在我们用看到不仅仅是我们要认识他，而且是要得到他。
Are we able to recognize that everything else is not important at all?
我们是不是认识到除了此以外，其他的东西都不这么重要？
Everything else is but rubbish.
其他的东西都是一些废。
And so, this is what's set before us.
这就是在我们前面所建立的。
So this morning, we would like to consider the first part of this.
今天早晨我们要来考虑我们第一部分。
And that is that we may be able to know him.
这就是我们要认识他。
And to be able to know someone, you need to spend time with them.
你要认识一个人，你一定要跟他有花时间在一起。
And to spend time in his word.
要和他的话在一起。
The Lord said, abide in me and I in you.
你住在我里面。
And as we
会也住在你里面。
And as we spend more time with him, we will know him.
我们与他有很多的时间在一起，我们就会更认识他。
But brothers and sisters, the Holy Spirit uses the Word of God to help us to know him better.
圣灵用他的话语使我们认识他更多。
Now, because the Lord is so abundant,
因为神的话语是那样的丰富。
Because the Lord is so rich,
因为这我们的主是那样的丰富。
And then his life is so multifaceted,
他的生命又是多方面的。
So that's why when you read the Bible and you read the Gospels,
所以这是为什么我们读到圣经，读到他的福音书的时候。
There are four different Gospels.
那里有四本不同的福音书。
Because these four Gospels speaks about the four different aspects of who our Lord is.
因为这四本福音书说的是我们的主的四个不同的方面。
Now we know the Gospel of Matthew tells us that Jesus is the King.
在马太福音当中，他告诉我们耶稣是王。
The Gospel of Mark tells us that Jesus is the perfect servant of God.
在马可福音当中，他告诉我们耶稣是完全的仆人。
The Gospel of Luke tells us that Jesus is the perfect Son of Man.
在路加福音当中，他告诉我们耶稣是完全的人子。
And then the Gospel of John says, it tells us that Jesus is the perfect Son of God.
在约翰福音当中，他告诉我们耶稣是神的儿子。
Now, now the Gospel of Matthew tells us that Jesus is the King.
在马太福音当中，马太福音告诉我们耶稣是王。
Now, what kind of King is this?
我们说他说的是什么样的王呢？
Now, the Bible, the Holy Spirit gives us some clues from the beginning of the Gospel of Matthew.
圣灵从马太福音当中告诉我们有一些提示。
So, Matthew chapter 1 verse says, is the record of the genealogy of Jesus the Messiah, the son of David, the son of Abraham.
马太福音一章一节告诉我们耶稣基督的家谱是大卫的子孙，是大等一下，我找一下。马太福音一章一节亚伯拉罕的后裔，大卫的子孙，耶稣基督的家谱。
Yeah. Now in the English, it says the son of David, the son of Abraham.
在英文当中是大卫的子孙，就是大卫的儿子，亚伯拉罕的儿子。
And so this verse gives us a clue of what kind of king our Lord Jesus is.
这段经文告诉我们，我们的主是什么样的一个王。
Now the son of David was Solomon.
我们知道大卫的儿子是所罗门。
Now, of course, King David was a king, but so was his son Solomon.
我们知道大卫是王，我们也知道他儿子所罗门也是王。
Now, there were specific features about Solomon that describe him as a very different king.
有一个非常不同的特点，所罗门的特点就是描述了他是怎么样的王。
Mainly that Solomon was the wisest man to have ever lived.
就是说所罗门是最智慧的一个王，是在地上所活的一个王。
Now, in Matthew chapter 12 and verse 42.
在马太福音的第十二章的
Verse 42.
42节。
The queen of the south will rise up with this generation at the judgment and will condemn it, because she came from the ends of the earth to hear the wisdom of Solomon. And behold, something greater than Solomon is here.
马太福音十二章四十二节，当审判的时候，南方的女王要起来定这世代的罪，因为她从地极而来，要听所罗门的智慧话。看哪，她在这里有一人比所罗门更大。
So, brothers and sisters, we know that Solomon was a wise man.
弟兄姐妹们，我们知道所罗门是一个聪明的有智慧的王。
And the Bible says there was none like him before and none like him after.
圣经也说没有一个像他以前的或者像他在他以后像他那样的。
And remember the story of the baby being brought before him and then there was someone that wanted to steal the baby from the other mom.
我们还多记得这样的故事，就是有一个婴孩带到他面前，要判定是哪一个母亲的。
And Solomon said, "Let's just divide the baby." And then the real mom said, "Don't do that."
就是所罗门就说，那好啊，我就把那个婴孩一切为二。那个真正的母亲就说，不要这样做。
And so anyway, if you read through all the Proverbs, you see the wisdom of Solomon.
当然，当我们读到所有箴言书的话，我们就知道这个所罗门的智慧。
So brothers and sisters, but here it says, the queen of the south came from probably 1600 miles away, probably from Ethiopia, but anyway, to just listen to Solomon speak some words of wisdom.
这里面我们看到，也就是南方的女王可能是从1600英里以外，就是在埃塞俄比亚过来，要听所罗门的智慧的语言。
And she was saying, those of you who surround him every day and serve him, you are so blessed.
她说你们在他周围的人是那样的被祝福。
And so, because I came from so far away, but you are so blessed because you're right next to you, you're able to hear his wisdom every day.
对，因为我是从那么遥远的来过来，就是要听他的话，你们每天都能听到他的智慧的话语。
And so, but here the Lord says, behold, someone greater than Solomon is here.
但是我们看到在这里说，看哪，在这里有一人比所罗门更大。
So brothers and sisters, because Matthew talks about the Lord Jesus as a king patterned or symbolized by Solomon.
所以我们弟兄姐妹们，我们看到马太福音就是要描述耶稣是王，那就是以所罗门作为一个代表来对比。
That he was one who spoke words of wisdom.
他是那一位能够充满智慧话语的一个人。
So if you have an English Bible, you'll see that the Gospel of Matthew, from Matthew 1 all the way to chapter 28, you'll see that two-thirds of it is all in red.
所以你如果有英文的圣经，就是从马太福音看的话，从第一章一直到28章，有2/3的那些文字都是用红字标出来的。
Because these are the direct words spoken by our Lord.
因为这是我们的主所说的话。
Because he is a king and one who is greater than Solomon.
因为他是王，要比所罗门更大的那一位。
He is the one that speaks words of wisdom.
他是那一位说智慧话语的那一位。
And he speaks words that are very unusual.
他所说的话是那样的奇特特别。
We know Matthew 5, 6, and 7. It speaks about the Lord describing his kingdom.
我们知道这马太福音的5章、6章、7章所讲的就是描述的是神的天国的那些话语。
The kingdoms of the world, this world says, if someone strikes you, you strike him back too.
这个世界的那个智慧是说，有人打你，你就打回去。
But the Lord said, if someone strikes you on the right cheek, you turn the other cheek as well.
但是我们的主说，当有人打你的右脸，你把左脸也给他打。
And why the right cheek?
就是在右脸。
Why the right cheek? Why is it that he talks about the right cheek?
他为什么要说是右脸呢？
Because if you slap someone with your right hand, it should be the left cheek.
如果你用右手打人的话，应该是在他的左脸。
But...Why the right cheek is because someone strikes you with the back of their hand.
这是因为如果人是用反手来打你，那样就是你的
脸。So it's even more humiliating.
那样是更侮辱人的一种打法。
But the Lord says, turn the other cheek.
神说，主说，你把你的左脸也。
You are to walk the extra mile.
你要走更长的一里路。
You are to give the extra garment of clothes.
你要给他另外一件衣服。
So brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹们。
And our Lord spoke words of wisdom.
我们的主讲他智慧的话语。
But the other special feature of Solomon was that he built the temple.
另外一个特征就是所罗门的特征就是他建了圣殿。
So that is a picture of when the Lord says, I will build my church.
这就是一个图像，我们的主说，我要建造我的教会。
Our Lord is the one who will build his house.
我们的主是建立他的房屋的那一位。
So we are being built up into a spiritual house, but he says he is building that house.
我们是被建造成这个属灵的那个房屋，他是那一位。
But brothers and sisters, Matthew 1:1 doesn't just talk about the son of David.
但是弟兄姐妹们，马太福音一章一节不光是讲他是大卫的儿子。
He's also the son of Abraham.
他也是。亚伯拉罕的儿子。
And the son of Abraham is Isaac.
我们知道亚伯拉罕的儿子是以撒。
And we know that Isaac was the one that was willing to be sacrificed.
我们知道以撒是那一位愿意被献祭的那一位。
So brothers and sisters, we know that our Lord Jesus was not just a king, but he was a servant king.
那我们也知道我们的主是不仅仅是他是王，也是一个顺服的仆人。
So in verse 17 of Matthew chapter 1,
在马太福音的第十七章的第一节，
it speaks about the fact that there were 14 generations from Abraham to David.
他讲到有十四代从亚伯拉罕到大卫。
From David to the deportation to Babylon, 14 generations.
从大卫到就是被掳到巴比伦也有十四代。
And from the deportation to Babylon to the Messiah, 14 generations.
从被掳到我们的弥赛亚的来临也有十四代。
So that line of 42 generations was a royal line.
那一个整个的家谱从42代就是一个王的那个家谱。
Because God promised to Abraham that in your seed all the nations will be blessed.
所以在这里我们看到神对亚伯拉罕的应许就是说你的子孙都会受到祝福。
And we know that here it mentions David.
在这里我们看到他提到了大卫。
Why?
为什么要提到大卫呢？
David was a man after God's own heart.
因为大卫是合神心意的人。
Now, King Saul did whatever he wanted to do.
我们知道扫罗王是他是做自己愿意做的事情。
But David was very different.
但是大卫是非常不同的一个王。
He wasn't perfect.
他并不完全。
But he was a man after God's own heart.
但是他是那一位追随神的旨意的人。
Because he also was a suffering king.
他也同时一个受苦的一个王。
Before he was glorified to the throne, he suffered much in the hands of Saul.
他在得王座的荣耀的之前，他从扫罗的追杀当中也受到逼迫。
And then later he was suffering under the hands of Absalom, his son.
后来也受到他儿子亚沙龙的所逼迫。
So that's why the sons of David, that all eventually all sat on the throne of David.
这就是为什么所有我们大卫的子孙都坐在那宝座上。
Because he was a king patterned after God's heart.
因为他是那样就是追求神心意的那些王。
So in the Bible, the number 14 speaks about kingship.
在圣经里面14表示王权。
So brothers and sisters, our Lord is the wonderful king.
所以弟兄姐妹们，我们的主是那么奇妙的一个王。
And then we come to the Gospel of Mark.
然后我们来到马可福音。
And in Mark, it speaks about the Lord as a perfect servant of God.
我们在马可福音当中是主是一个完全神的完全的仆人。
Now, that's why if you read the Gospel of Mark,
所以当你读马可福音的时候
you notice that there's a phrase immediately.
你会看到有很多提到马上的事情。
So actually, the Gospel of Mark mentions the word immediately 43 times.
事实上马可福音提到马上这个词42次。
Our Lord was immediately going here and there and healing and doing this and doing that.
这就讲到神我们的主马上这样来医治马上在做这马上做那。
He didn't stop working.
他没有停止做工。
Now, we will take a little bit of a pause here.
我们要在这停一下。
Because in Revelation chapter 4 and verse 7,
因为在启示录的第四章第七节。
And we know that this is a picture of life before before the presence of God.
这是一个在神同在的那个图画以前的同在的一个图画。
And the Bible tells that there are four creatures.
圣经告诉我们有四个活物。
The first creature was like a lion.
第一个活物像狮子。
And the second creature like a calf.
第二个像牛犊。
And the third creature had a face like that of a man.
第三个脸面像人。
And the fourth creature was like a flying eagle.
第四个像飞鹰。
So these four creatures speaks also about the four aspects of the Lord's life.
这个四个活物就是也是说出了我们的主的这个四个不同的方面。
So the first creature was a lion.
第一个活物是狮子。
So we know the Lord is the Lion of Judah.
我们知道主是犹大家的王。
So he is a king.
他是王。
But brothers and sisters, that's the Gospel of Matthew.
弟兄姐妹们，这就是马太福音所表述的。
But the Bible also here says that our Lord Jesus is the perfect servant of God.
但是圣经又说我们的主是完全的一个仆人。
That's why the second creature is that was like an ox.
就是在启示录章在所说的第二个活物就像牛犊就是代表的。
So the ox speaks about our Lord as the servant.
这牛犊就代表了我们的主是一个仆人。
Now when you read the first 10 chapters of the Gospel of Mark,
你要如果读马可福音的头十章的话。
Immediately he went here, immediately he went there.
他马上来到这里，马上来到那里。
He would work all night and then go early to pray.
他会整天的工作，然后到早晨又去祷告。
He was non-stop.
他是不间断的在那边工作。
So the first 10 chapters speak about our Lord as that ox in the field.
前面十章是表示我们在我们主就像牛犊在地里工作的那个牛犊。
He was serving his disciples, serving those who were sick, and serving the world.
他就是服侍他的门徒，来医治他所需要医治的，还有整个的世界。
And then the last six chapters speak about our Lord as the ox on the altar.
最后的六章讲的是我们的主就像在祭坛上的牛犊。
His greatest service was his death on the cross.
最大的服侍就是在十字架上的死。
So that's why when you read the Gospel of Mark, there is no genealogy.
所以这就是为什么我们在读马可福音的时候再没有家谱提到任何家谱。
So when we see him, our Lord is already a grown man.
当我们看到他的时候他已经是一个长成的成人。
Why?
为什么?
Because servants don't have genealogies.
因为 而仆人是没有家谱的。
You don't talk about the great lineage of a servant.
你不能不会说我这个整个的一家就是从头到尾就有很好的一个家谱。
And then you also discover the Gospel of Mark, unlike the Gospel of Matthew.
我们也看到就是马可福音不像马太福音那样。
There's very little red in the Gospel of Mark.
在马可福音中你能看到还很少有红字在那里。
So it's mostly in black.
很大部分都是黑字。
Because you want a good servant, when you hire a servant to come to your house, you don't want him to keep on talking.
所以我们都知道当一个好的仆人的话他很少说话。
So you want him to do work.
他会做很多的事情。
So that's why a big contrast is the Gospel of Mark is very little of our Lord's direct words.
所以这是为什么马可福音我们的主说的话很少。
Comparatively speaking.
如果跟马太福音相比的话。
And then we come to the Gospel of Luke.
然后我们来到路加福音。
And we know that in Revelation 4, it talks about the third image as the image of a man. Third living creature as that of the likeness of a man.
我们在启示录当中所说的第三个活物就是脸面像人。
Because he is the perfect son of man.
因为他是完全的人子。
And very interestingly, you'll discover that the Gospel of Luke talks about our Lord's birth to when he was 12, to when he was 30, to his ministry, then his death and his resurrection and ascension.
Yeah, 这我们很奇妙的是在这路加福音他讲到我们的主他的一生的书画就是从出生到他12岁然后30岁然后他的四工然后到他的死、复活和升天。
It traces the life of a perfect man.
他描述了整个这他的一生从出生到死。
The Bible says he grew up as a tender shoot before the Lord.
圣经说他就像一个高稚嫩的一个笋。
And so the interesting also is Luke was a physician or a doctor.
更有趣的是路加是一个医生。
Now, as a doctor, he saw many imperfect men and women.
作为一个医生他能看到很多不完全的人。
He saw all those that were sick.
他看到那些说有病的人。
And I don't know if you ever noticed, but in the Gospel of Luke, he talks about very specific medical sicknesses, term to describe sicknesses.
在路加福音，我不知道你知道不知道，他也讲到一个特别的，就是有疾病的一个种类。
He talked about those that had a curved spine, high fever, dysentery, etc.
他看到有一个那个就是整个扭缺的那个脊柱的，或者是有热病的等等等等。
So, as if everybody was sick.
就好像是每个人都是有病的。
Because next to a perfect man, you saw all those that were imperfect.
你如果跟一个完全人相比的话，每个人都是不完全的。
So brothers and sisters, Luke described this perfect son of man.
所以弟兄姐妹们，路加福音所描述的是一个完全的人子的形象。
And then the Gospel of John.
然后我们要看到约翰福音。
We see that the Lord is the perfect Son of God.
我们又看到是我们的主是完全的神的儿子。
Now the fourth creature described in Revelation 4 is of that of an eagle.
我们看到这启示录所讲到的第四个活物就是老鹰。
Now the special feature of the eagle is you'll see him very high up in the mountains.
老鹰的特点是它会在山的山顶上很高很高。
But as he sees its prey, it comes down very quickly and it goes back up again.
找到它的掠物的以后会马上飞下来，马上抓住以后马上就飞到很高的地方。
So the Bible talks about the fact that the sun who descended is also the ones that ascends.
那个圣经讲到我们的儿子会来到地上也会升到高天之上。
So brothers, our Lord is like an eagle.
所以我们的主就像一个鹰一样。
He can be on earth, but as if he's still in heaven.
他是在地上，但是好像他还在天上。
But not only that, the eagle is the only creation of God that can stare into the sun and not be blinded.
更有甚者，说这个老鹰它可以直视太阳，而不会被太阳使眼睛变黑变瞎。
So that's why in John chapter 1 it says, no one has seen God at any time, but he who is in the bosom of the Father, he has explained him.
所以这就是在约翰福音第一章说的，没有人看见神，是在这唯有从他的独生，在他怀里的独生子表现出来。So
only the Lord is able to see the Father and not be slaughtered.
只有我们的主能够直视他的父神，而不会被掳杀。So
brothers and sisters, he was a perfect son of God.
所以弟兄姐妹们，他是完全的神的儿子。Now
he said, "I 120 times."
他在这里说到我有120次。But
he also said, "My Father 120 times."
但是他也说到提到我的父有120次。So
he was in perfect union with his Father.
所以他是一个完全的与父的相接的一个关系。
So brothers and sisters, these describe the four aspects of the Lord's life.
所以弟兄姐妹们，这讲到我们这个主，我们有四个不同的侧面。So
the Holy Spirit helps us with these four aspects to help us know the Lord a little better.
所以我们的圣灵使我们认识到我们主的四个侧面，让我们能更认识我们的主。But
I think for us to better understand these four different aspects, we need to an example for us.
但是让我们用一个例子来让我们更了解我们主的四个方面的话。
Because we said that not only is it that we are to know our Lord.
因为保罗说我们不仅是要认识他。
But Paul says we are to experience him.
保罗说我们还要经历他。
And we are to gain him.
我们要得着他。
And in some ways, what he went through is something that we will also go through.
某种意义上说，他所经历的就是我们应该所经历的。
So there is an example in the Old Testament.
在旧约当中有一个很好的例子。
And there is one character that probably typifies our Lord in the most clear fashion.
在有一个旧约中的一个人物，可能是最能够表述我们主耶稣的这个特性。
And that is Joseph.
那就是约瑟这个人物。
Now, we know that for the patriarchs, Abraham built four altars.
我们知道，这个我们的祖先来说的话，亚伯拉罕。
And it spoke of his consecrated life.
我们也讲到他是献祭的这个生活。Now
Isaac dug four wells.
我们知道，以撒是挖了四颗井。It
spoke of his deep inner life.
讲述到他那个深深的内心的世界。Jacob
established four pillars.
雅各是建立了四个柱子。And
we know this talks about character building.
我们可以看到他是讲到的是性格的建立。And
Joseph had four dreams.
约瑟他有四个梦。
And remember, he was a dreamer.
我们知道他是爱做梦的一个人。
And his dreams in the beginning got him in trouble.
他做梦他神让他进入麻烦的时候。
Because he told his parents and his brothers that one day they would bow to him.
因为这个梦他告诉他的父母和兄弟说是他们都会要向他跪拜。
But not only did Joseph have four dreams,
不仅仅约瑟是有四个梦,
but Joseph actually had four different garments that described his life.
约瑟实际上也有四件不同的衣服能够来描述他的人生。
And I think we need to read there. It's very interesting.
我想我们应该来读一下，因为是非常有趣的一个。
Now the first garment we know is the very colored tunic.
第一件是就是非常彩色的彩衣。
And in Genesis chapter 37 and verse 3, we read, Now Israel loved Joseph more than all his sons, because he was a son of his old age, and he made him a very colored tunic.
在创世纪三十七章三节说，以色列原来爱约瑟过于爱他的众子，因为约瑟是他年老生的，他给约瑟做了一件彩衣。
And then Joseph's second piece of garment was that the garment of a servant.
约瑟的第二件衣服是仆人的衣服。
Or 奴衣。
奴衣。
And then Genesis 39, verse 10 to 12, as she spoke to Joseph day after day, he did not listen to her to lie beside her or be with her. Now it happened one day that he went into the house to do his work, and none of the men of the household was there inside. She caught him by his garment, saying, Lie with me. And he left his garment in her hand and fled and went outside.
创世纪三十九章十节到十二节。后来他天天和约瑟说，约瑟却不听从他，不与他同行，也不和他在一处。有一天，约瑟进屋里去办事，家中人没有一个在那屋里。妇人就拉住他的衣裳说，你与我同行吧。约瑟把衣裳丢在妇人之手里，跑到外边去了。
And then the third one, the third garment is a prisoner's mantle, 囚衣。
Yeah.那第三个是囚犯的衣服。
And in Genesis 41:14 it says, Then Pharaoh sent and called for Joseph, and they hurriedly brought him out of the dungeon. And when he had shaved himself and changed his clothes, he came to Pharaoh.
所以创世纪41章第14节说，法老随即差人去招约瑟，他们便急忙带他出监，他就剃头刮脸换衣裳进到法老面前。
And then the first piece of garment was garments of fine linen.
第四件衣服就是上好的衣服。
Or 细麻衣。
细麻衣。
So Genesis 41:42, Then Pharaoh took off his signet ring from his hand and put it on Joseph's hand and clothed him in garments of fine linen and put the gold necklace around his neck.
所以创世纪四十一章四十二节说，法老就摘下他手上打印的戒指，戴在约瑟的手上，给他穿上细麻衣，把金链戴在他的颈项上。
And as we quickly review the life of Joseph, we knew that he was the beloved son of his father. That's why he got the very colored tunic.
如果我们再回顾一下这个约瑟的一生的话，我们知道他是。他父亲所钟爱的，因为他得了第一件衣服就是彩衣。
And then because of that, his brothers were jealous of him and sold him to Egypt to be a servant.
因为这个事情，所以他的弟兄们都非常嫉妒他，所以把他卖到变成一个奴仆。
But we know he was a trusted servant in Potiphar's house.And he was elevated to even rule the servants of the house.
他是一个非常忠心的奴仆，所以他就越来越升迁，就变成
But Potiphar's wife was trying to entice him, and then falsely accused him. And
埃及长官的妻子就是来引诱他，然后他被逃脱的时候，他后来就被送到监狱。
And he was jailed, and that was the from a servant to a prisoner.
所以他就是被送到监狱，就是从一个仆人，然后就变成囚犯。
But we know that in prison, he interpreted the dream of two of Pharaoh's servants. One was the baker, and one was the wine taster.
我们知道他在监狱当中，他解梦给那个法老的两个，一个是酋长，那个酋和酒镇。
And we know that the baker perished, but the wine taster was exalted.
我们知道那个酋长是灭亡了，但是那个酒镇是被提升了。And
but the wine taster forgot about Joseph.
但是那个酒镇后来出去了以后就忘了约瑟。And
then we know that Pharaoh had a dream, and Joseph helped him interpret that there would be years of prosperity and years of famine.
然后是法老他有一个梦，然后就是让约瑟去解，约瑟就是说是有几年的丰年，然后有几年的荒年。
And then Pharaoh made him a ruler, clothed in fine linen garments.
所以法老就把他提升，会一个宰相，才能穿上细麻衣。
And because of that, he was able to deliver his brethren and his father.
因为这个，所以他能够拯救他的父亲和他的兄弟们。
So brothers and sisters, we see a progression of life here.
我们可以看弟兄姐妹们，我们可以看到一个渐进的一个生命的过程。
And this was a wonderful picture of our Lord.
这是一个很美好的一个图画。 代表了我们的主耶稣基督。Now
we know that our Lord was the beloved Son of God.
我们知道我们的主就是神钟爱的爱子。And
we know that God expressed it many times that this is my beloved Son.
我们知道神表述了这个很多很多次，他是我的爱子。So
he was like that sun that had the multi-varied colored tunic.
他就像一个像有 彩衣穿彩衣的那个儿子的那样子。
But brothers and sisters, because he loved you and I, he was willing to obey the Father and come into this world and to be made a man.
但是他因为爱我们，你和我，所以他愿意顺服神，来在这里面成为一个仆人。So
we know that Gospel of John spoke about our Lord as the perfect Son of God.
所以我们看到，约翰福音讲述的是，我们的主是一个神，完全的一个神子。This
is my beloved son.
这是我的爱子。But
because of our sakes, he was willing to become the son of man.
因为有神的原因，所以他变成人子。And
that's the gospel of Luke.
这就是路加福音所讲的。
But not only that,
不仅是如此,
our Lord was made into a servant.
我们的主还是成为一个奴仆。
Described in the Gospel of Mark.
就在马可福音所说的。
But not only that,
不仅如此,
and then we are reminded that for the joy set before him, he endured the cross.
因为他就是在十字架上所忍受的。So
brothers and sisters, Isaiah 53 talks about the fact he was numbered with transgressors.
弟兄姐妹们在以赛亚书53章说他与强盗所同称号。So
there were two robbers, one on his left and one on his right.
所以有两个强盗，一个在左边，一个在右边。One
perished and one was saved.
一个灭亡了，一个得救了。So
brothers and sisters, our Lord was perfect.
弟兄姐妹们, 我们的主是完全的。
But he was made sin for our sake.
但是因为我们的缘故担当了我们的罪。
And the Jews said, crucify him, like he was a robber.
所以犹太人就喊着说钉他十字架，钉他十字架，就像强盗一样。
So, same thing, Joseph was innocent.
同样的，约瑟也是无罪的。
There's no reason he should have gone to jail.
他没有理由他要到监狱里面去。
Our Lord was innocent.
他是无罪的。
He shouldn't have been on the cross.
我们的主也是无罪的，他不应该上到十字架上。
But he was numbered with the transgressors.
但是他是被列在罪犯之中。
But just like around Joseph, one perished, the baker, and one was saved, the wine taster, the two robbers, one perished and one was saved.
就像在约瑟故事当中，有两个法老的那个官，一个灭亡了，一个得救了。
But then later, Joseph was exalted to the throne.
但是后来约瑟就被提升到宝座上。
And we know that our Lord Jesus, after he died and rose on the third day, today he has ascended to the right hand of the Most High.
但是我们也知道我们的主他三天死后三天复活被升天到了宝座上。
And one day he's going to come back and rule this earth.
有一天他会回来来主宰这个世界。
But brothers and sisters, one day the Jews are going to realize that they crucify their Messiah.
有一天我们弟兄姐妹我们这个以色列人也会意识到他们所钉的是他们的弥赛亚。
Just like Joseph was reconciled with his brothers.
就像约瑟后来和他的弟兄和解一样。
One day our Lord Jesus is going to be reconciled with the descendants of Israel.
我们的主也会与以色列他的选民要和解。
So brothers and sisters, here you see a process.
弟兄姐妹们，我们看到这里有一个渐进的过程。
That our Lord was the beloved Son of God.
我们的主是神钟爱的爱子。
And then he was made into a servant.
然后他变成了一个奴仆。
And then he went through the cross.
然后他上到十字架。
But now today he is exalted in glory.
然后他现在升到了那个荣耀。
Brothers and sisters, the Bible says the student is not greater than the master.
弟兄姐妹们，我们圣经告诉我们，学生不能高过先生。
So in Romans 8:29, it says that the Lord could be made into the firstborn among many brethren.
罗马书八章二十九节说，耶稣被在许多弟兄中被作为长子。
So brothers and sisters, it just means that he is the first one.
弟兄姐妹，这表示他是第一位。
He was the first one that went into glory.
他是第一位，是进入到荣耀的那一位。
So just as he lived his life, so are we who follow him.
就像他这个生活的整个轨迹一样，我们也应该遵循他的轨迹。
So brothers and sisters.
所以弟兄姐妹们。
So our Lord set an example for us.
所以我们的主给我们立了一个很好的榜样。
And we are loved by the Lord.
我们的主爱我们。
He has called us.
他呼召我们。
He's willing to die for us.
他愿意为我们而死。
But brothers and sisters, he saved us not so that we could just enjoy our life.
但是弟兄姐妹们，他救我们不仅仅让我们有一个舒适的生活。
But he has called us to serve him.
但是他呼召我们来为他服侍。
We are to be a kingdom of priests.
我们要成为祭司。
But not only do we serve him,
不仅仅我们要服侍他,
for that life to grow up,
要让我们的生命成长,
The Lord Jesus says, come follow me and take up the cross and follow me.
耶稣说, 你要跟随我, 要背起自己的十字架来跟随我。
So the way to glory is through the cross.
所以进入到荣耀的途径就是通过十字架。
So that's why Paul said in Philippians chapter 3, that I may know the power of his resurrection.
所以这是为什么在腓立比书第三章说，所以让我晓得他复活的大能。
And the fellowship of his sufferings.
并且晓得和他一同受苦。
Being conformed to his death.
效法他的死。
In order that I may attain to the resurrection from the dead.
或者我也得以从死里复活。
There needs to be first be death for there to be resurrection.
首先要有死。
So for that life to grow up, it needs to go through death.
所以要生命要成长，要经历死的过程。
Brothers and sisters, we all know it through life's examples.
弟兄姐妹们，我们都知道，从我们的生命的经历当中都能够知道。
You know, when a young lady, maybe when she's a little girl, maybe she's spoiled at home.
我们知道，如果一个年轻的女子，她很年轻，她在家里被宠爱了。So,
I probably shouldn't get into specifics, but maybe the little girls can wake up anytime they want to, like especially on a Saturday.
如果我可能不要讲具体的，但是这个小女孩可能是在星期六，她想什么时候醒来就什么时候醒来。
But one day when she grows up and becomes a mother,
有一天她长大了成为一个母亲,
especially after she goes through 9 months of carrying a little baby,
特别是经历了9个月的怀孕的期间,
and then after she has the baby,
然后有孩子了以后,
now she can no longer wake up whatever time she wants to.
那个时候，她不是说我想什么时候醒就什么时候醒了。Whenever
the baby wakes her up, she has to wake up.
而是婴孩醒了，她也得醒。So
brothers and sisters, this is the process of growth.
弟兄姐妹，这就是一个成长的一个过程。But
the cross speaks of a life laid down.
但是十字架是表述了我们要把我们的生命放下。It
does away with self-preservation.
不是要保持我们自己的生命。
Before, the little girl could wake up whatever time she wanted to.
起初那个小女孩是她什么时候醒就什么时候醒。
But now her life is a life to pass on life.
然后现在成了母亲以后，她是要把的生命来传到下一代。
But for that life to be passed on, there is much suffering.
要把这个生命传到下一代，有需要有一个忍受和。There's much
self-denial.
有一个自我舍弃的过程。But
then one day this little girl has grown up.
有一天这小女孩会长大。Now
her life is meaningful because she's living for others.
现在她的生命更有意义，因为她为了别人而活。So
brothers, in the same way, our Christian life is the same way.
我们的属基督的生命也是同样的道理。
What is a sign that we have grown up?
我们所长大成人的标记是什么?
Is that when we are not just living for ourselves.
就是我们不再为我们自己而活。
We are living for others.
我们为别人而活。
It doesn't matter if I'm not recognized.
我是不是被认可并不重要。
But if it means that I can impart life to other brothers and sisters, it's okay.
如果我能够把我们的生命传到下面别人那儿，那无所谓。
So that's the fellowship of his sufferings, being conformed to his death.
这就是晓得要和他一同受苦，效法他的死。
And then slowly our life grows up.
然后慢慢慢慢的，我们的生命就会长大。
So brothers and sisters, our Lord was a perfect example.
所以弟兄姐妹们，我们的主是一个完全美好的一个榜样。
He's a grain of wheat that died in the ground, and because he died, it bore forth much fruit.
就像一粒种子，它在地里死了，然后因为它的死，所以能有长成很多的子粒来。
So the Holy Spirit uses the four Gospels.
所以圣灵用四本福音书。
And the life of Joseph, so that we can know the Lord much better.
和约瑟的这个生命的故事，来让我们认识到我们的主。
But it doesn't stop there.
但是不在并不在这儿就停止了。
Now, and we will continue in the message this afternoon and tomorrow to say how do we move forward.
我们的信息还会继续在今天下午和明天。我们怎么样从这儿再往前前进？
Maybe we bow with a word of prayer.
让我们低头来一起祷告。
Lord, we want to give these words back into your hands.
我们要把这些话语再放在你的手中。
Lord, we pray that if you desire that you may use these words.
主，你如果愿用你这些话语。
Lord, we thank you for the wonderful privilege to know you.
我们感谢有这样的机会能够来认识你。
But Lord, we thank you. Our privilege is not just to know you, but we can one day become like you.
我们不仅要感谢你，我们能够认识你，还是有一天更能像你。
Lord, our prayer is that our life may not just be for ourselves.
我们的祷告是我们的生命不仅仅是为了我们自己。
But it may be a life that is for others.
但是我们的生命也是为了别人。
Lord, that your life may grow amongst our brothers and sisters as we lay down our lives.
当我们把我们的生命放下的时候，你的生命就在我们里面成长。
We thank you for this time.
我们感谢你为这宝贵的时间。
We pray in Jesus' precious name.
我们用耶稣基督的名祷告。Amen.